stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. officials are contacting relatives of the crew members of the USS Fitzgerald, who died after their warship collided with a massive merchant vessel off the coast of Japan. Most sailors were asleep in compartments below the water's surface when the collision caused water to rush into their ship. Vice Admiral Joseph Aquan.
So we owe it to our families and the Navy to understand what happened. Under my authority, we will launch a Jagman investigation into this collision. I will appoint a flag officer to lead that investigation, and there will also be a safety investigation.
None of the 20-member crew of the Philippine flag container ship was reported injured. U.S.-backed Iraqi troops pushed into the last Islamic State stronghold in Mosul on Sunday, launching the final major battle of an 8-month campaign. Iraq has driven the militants from all but a handful of neighborhoods. The extremists are expected to make their last stand in the old city. VOA's Heather Murdoch in Iraq says many residents are moving for their own safety.
Since the beginning, there's been over 800,000 people who've left their homes. A lot of people have been going back from camps, homes, but the humanitarian crisis is ongoing outside of the city. I mean, there's just not the resources to take care of all of the people that are displaced at the moment. I mean, there are tents for people to be in, but it's 105 degrees at least almost every single day. That's 40 degrees Celsius around. And people are living in the desert in tents without enough food, without enough water.
VOA's Heather Murdoch. Portugal began observing 3 days of national mourning Sunday in honor of those killed in a massive forest fire. That story continuing. This is VOA News.